Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us.
You lift me up high, you spread my wings and fly me to the sky. So alive, it's like my soul thrives in your light. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, 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 ya Habib.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today in this episode of The Teacher, we are going to be discussing about a really important concept and one intricacy around it, and that is the concept of supplication, making dua to Allah. And the intricacy is that why is it that our duas and supplications occasionally remain unanswered? Brothers and sisters, it's very common that, alhamdulillah, Muslims, to say the least, even non-Muslims, some other religions, you know, Christians, and some Jewish people, they pray to Allah. This is very good because this shows the reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every action, in every act of ours. So this culture of praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's very good. It's very looked up in Islam and even in other religions. It gives us that hope. It gives us that confidence. It gives us that feeling of being special. All of this is very good for psychological health of a society as well. Now, the question is, okay, we make du'as, we make supplications, and Allah, who should, you know, we sometimes tend to think like this, Allah should accept all those du'as. There's nothing wrong in my du'a. Why is it that Allah did not accept my du'a? Right? And we occasionally see that not all of our du'as and supplications are accepted by Allah or answered by Allah. Well, there are conditions for acceptance of du'as. You know, there's a long list of conditions, right? If you go through the verses of Holy Quran and the traditions of Ahlul Bayt, there are many conditions that have to be found in a person for his dua to be accepted or answered. So, for instance, I'll list some of those here, not all of them. It's just not possible. Purification of the mind. The mind of a person who's asking for something, who's doing this dua. Purification of the soul. Being repentant over the past sins. Embarking upon self-development. Seeking inspiration from the lives of divine leaders. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he once said, "One who desires to have his supplications answered should purify his food and earnings." Similarly, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he once said, "Let it never be that any of you seek a thing from Allah except that he first praises and glorifies Allah, sends salutations upon the noble prophet and also his holy progeny, confesses to his sins, and exhibits repentance over them. After having done these, he should then seek his desire from him, from Allah." So see how Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, also Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they list a few of those conditions as well. The supplication of those who forsake enjoining the good and forbidding the evil are not answered. Okay, so there you go with another condition. The noble prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's found to have said that you must enjoin the good and forbid the evil, or else Allah will cause the evil ones to prevail over the righteous ones from amongst you. And however much they may pray, their prayers shall not be answered. Okay? See how Prophet is making the Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar to be the requirement of acceptance or du'as to be answered. Faith, good deeds, trustworthiness, and righteousness collectively form another of the conditions of the acceptance of prayers. So as I stated earlier, that there are many conditions that have to be found in somebody who's making a prayer, okay, for it to be answered and or accepted. We're going to go on a short break, and after the break, we're going to look into a few more details and a very beautiful hadith of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, where he lists out some of the reasons why a person's prayers were not answered. So stay with us.
Five reasons why your du'as are not being answered. Number one, your du'as might not be answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of your sins. As we know, one of the things that causes our du'as to not be accepted by Allah, not be answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is our sins. An example that the Prophet ﷺ gave mentioned is an example of a person whose sustenance, their earning, is halal, and that's one of the reasons why their du'as are not being answered. Number two, you might be asking for something which is haram, something which is impermissible. So for example, if you're making du'a, for example, to go to Vegas or something to gamble, it may be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protecting you from that sin, and that's why Allah is not answering your du'a. Number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that what you're asking for is not actually good for you. So you may think that this thing or whatever it is that you're asking for is good for you, but Allah knows that it's not good for you. An example of that would be, let's say you're making du'a to get married to a particular person. You say, oh Allah, please let me marry so-and-so. But Allah knows that you marrying this person is not a good idea and actually be harmful for you, and it would cause you a lot of pain and suffering in your life. And for that reason, Allah doesn't answer this du'a. Number four, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has something better in store for you in the akhirah, meaning it's possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't grant you something in this life because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to reward you for it in the akhirah with something which is way better. Number five, that your du'a is not that it's not being answered, it's just that the answer from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is delayed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may delay answering the du'a for a few reasons. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that by making this du'a, or by consistently making du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're actually getting closer to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to continue to get closer to Allah by continuing to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, another reason why your du'a may be delayed, it may be because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing you. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that when Allah loves someone, Allah will test them. So by you going through this pain, this suffering, and you not finding this relief, it may be that this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore you are getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You came to me in that hour of need, when I was so lost, so lonely. You came to me, took my breath away, showed me the right way, the way to lead. You filled my heart with love, showed me the light above. Now all I want is to be with you. You are my one true love, taught me to is to be with you.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mustafa ala Habibika.
Welcome back to The Teacher. Today we're discussing the concept of supplication to Allah and why do we see that occasionally our prayers are not answered. So we said that there are conditions to the acceptance of prayers, there are conditions to the answering of prayers from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those conditions have to be fulfilled at our end, the person who is asking Allah or invoking Allah. A person once complaining to the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, about his prayers not being answered, said, "Despite the fact that Allah has said, 'Call upon me, I will answer you,' why is it that when we supplicate to him, he does not answer our prayers?" The Imam alayhi salam says, "Your hearts and thoughts have been unfaithful with respect to 8 things. And this is the reason your prayers go unanswered. Number 1, you have acquired the cognizance of Allah, but you do not fulfill what is due to him. Consequently, your cognizance of him has not benefited your state. Number 2, you have brought faith upon his messenger, but later went on to oppose his customs. Where then is the yield of your faith? Number 3, you have read his book, Allah's book, that is Quran, but have not acted upon it. You stated, 'We have heard and we obey,' but then rose up in opposition to it." So that was reason number 3. Reason number 4. You say, "We fear Allah's punishment," but perpetually perform acts that lead you closer to it. Number 5. You claim to be covetous to Allah's reward, however you continue to perform acts that lead you away from it. Number 6. You consume Allah's bounties, but do not extend thanksgivings to him. Number 7. You have been ordered to be Shaitan's enemy. You claim to be his enemy, but in practice you do not oppose him. Last but not the least, according to this tradition coming from Imam Ali alayhi salam, Imam says, "You place into great scrutiny the faults of others, but conveniently disregard your own. With such a state of affairs, how do you expect your prayers to be answered when you yourself have shut its doors? Be pious, rectify your deeds, and enjoin the good and forbid the evil so that your prayers are answered." Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "A supplicant who prays without effort and endeavor is like an archer without a bowstring." So brothers and sisters, these are some of the reasons that we see Imam Ali alayhi salam, he has listed, explaining to us why at times our prayers are not answered. Thank you for listening, and we leave you in Allah's care. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye.
شغل الصائمين وروحا للمعاني تقيم الوحي فينا محارب اتصال برب العالمين وروضات سناها تقيم الوحي فينا محارب اتصال
رب العالمين.